There's only one mayor I know personally, and that's my neighbor, Mayor Dave. He's actually the former mayor of Madison, Wisconsin, and his real name is Dave Cheslevich, but everyone still calls him Mayor Dave. One of his big heroes is the late urban thinker Jane Jacobs. She lived in Toronto, and when Dave told us he was headed there for a conference and was planning on visiting her old neighborhood, we gave him a tape recorder.
I was a street musician on the corner of Barthurst and Bloor Street in Jane Jacobs' neighborhood. So Jane Jacobs lives in a pretty funky neighborhood. I'm standing here on the corner of Bloor and Barthurst Streets, and I'm looking at the Green Beanery coffee shop, no doubt shade growing. Next to it, the Insomnia Martini Lounge looks very new age, very upscale. Next to that, Alibaba's Middle Eastern cuisine. Does not look so upscale. And next to that, Dragonfly Belly Dance. So I would say we're here at the frontier between a little rundown and the invading hordes of yuppies. So now we're walking down Albany Street. This is Jane Jacobs Street, the street where she lives. The corner of Albany and Bloor. There's a Starbucks. I'm not sure how Jane Jacobs would feel about Starbucks.
Dave, why Jane Jacobs? What made you want to go in search of her?
Well, if you're a mayor, Jane Jacobs sort of wrote the Bible. She wrote a book in 1962 called The Death and Life of Great American Cities. And it really set the world on fire. She challenged every prevailing view about what good planning was, what good transportation policy was. She basically said, look, cities have neighborhoods. Neighborhoods are really complex, sometimes messy places. And we should appreciate cities for really what they are. And she really asked herself, well, how does a city actually function day to day? What makes a city an interesting place? Jane Jacobs really set the tone for the way we think about cities today.
You asked a question a minute ago. You asked if Jane Jacobs would have approved of the Starbucks in her neighborhood. What do you think? And what do you think of Starbucks?
Well, it's a philosophical question that we can all wrestle with. I think she probably would have been okay with it, because what she was about really was about mixing it up on the street, giving people an opportunity for all of those unplanned interactions that people have that actually turn out to be the basis for today's creative economy. You know, engineers meeting artists and architects talking to lawyers and doctors talking to dancers and all of those weird connections that you get in a city. That's what makes a city an interesting place, is that you have these concentrations of people from all different kinds of backgrounds, and they get together and they mix it up, and they come up with all kinds of art and products and commerce, and they create families with interesting children and all this stuff, simply because they ran into each other in a city. And the thing about a Starbucks is, and maybe I might like a locally owned coffee shop more, but the thing about a Starbucks is it's a place like that. It's what we sometimes call a third place, where people come and mix it up. So I think Jane Jacobs would be okay with a Starbucks.
Okay. Well, let's hear a bit more of the tape from your Toronto tour.
Okay. Name, please.
Alicia Liang.
What do you do?
I am a transportation planner.
Does Toronto have soul?
I believe Toronto has soul, yes.
How do you define soul?
A place with vibrancy, a place where people gather on the streets, where everyone feels comfortable on the streets.
And Toronto has that?
I think Toronto does.
Okay, such a great question. When does a city have soul?
Well, you know, if you could answer that question, I think it's the sort of question you really can't answer flat out. I think you just feel it. It's really very intuitive. I mean, think about how you feel when you go into a big suburban shopping mall, right? You walk in, it's a comfortable place, right? I mean, the temperature is controlled and there are the stores you want. You go and buy stuff. But do you really feel like you're in a particular place? Do you really feel like, hey, I could be in a shopping mall in Cleveland or Los Angeles or Milwaukee. It doesn't matter. And then how do you feel when you're in a place like here in Madison? It would be State Street. In New York, it would be maybe Greenwich Village. How do you feel when you're there? Do you get a sense of place? Do you get a sense that this is unique and different from every other place that I've been? People know when they're in a place that works, and they know when they're in a place that doesn't.
And so what's the role of the mayor in making a city vibrant?
I think a mayor simply needs to understand his or her city, sort of get the vibe of the place and how it works and how it functions. I still tell aspiring politicians, there's no better job, no better public job than mayor. I would have rather been mayor than governor or president any day of the week, because you can get stuff done. Mayors deal in tangible things, and their constituents want them to be there, and you get immediate feedback. If you're doing something right, people shout out in the street, thanks, mayor, nice job. If you're not doing something right, you hear other things. And so it's immediate, it's tangible, you're very close. And what I tell aspiring politicians is, I would want to be mayor if I were you, but keep this in mind, it is the most personal and intimate of public roles. When people are voting for congressperson or senator, it's sort of abstract. But when they're voting for mayor, they're looking at you and they're asking themselves, can I see that person representing me? Can I see that person speaking for me? Can I see that person sort of reflecting what my city is about? It's deeply personal. And so you make this connection with people and with the city that really you don't get a chance to make in any other political job anyplace else.
Wow. You just made me want to be a mayor.
You should be a mayor. Everybody should be a mayor.
Dave Cheslevich was the mayor of Madison, Wisconsin from 2003 to 2011. Mayor Dave, as he's still known, is currently the executive director of the Wisconsin Bike Federation.